Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is April 25th on a Thursday and hope you guys are doing well. It's 61 degrees here in the deep south. I'm defrosting my windows like normal. It's been such a beautiful and amazing days lately weather-wise. So blessed. Before the humidity comes, we are enjoying these days like crazy. But met with the church last night, finished the book of Deuteronomy. So blessed to have gone through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. It's been amazing, and we've all been encouraged by looking at the Word of God and studying and digging into the treasure that is Scripture. So man, it's been amazing, and just so blessed to be able to learn and to grow. Hearing, you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So good. The Bible is so good. And so as we continue on in the scriptures, I'm going to read you a few verses and then I'm going to start driving and we'll talk about it. Jesus says, and here's one of his more upfront, not that he's not upfront any other time, but he's very straightforward here. To the religious leaders, he says, "You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'The people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" Wow. All right, let me pull out of here. So, you hypocrites. Can't get any more straightforward than that, I don't think. You hypocrites. They honor me with their mouth. They say the right things. They look spiritual. They look religious, if you will. But it's a facade. The word hypocrite, the original is hypocrite, and it basically means play actor. A play actor. Now, if you've been in plays or dramas or any kind of acting, you basically, you're a certain person, but then you take on the traits and characteristics of another person that you are not. Right? And so you act differently. I think about those actors who, you know, I've read about a few who are basically in character like the whole time they're filming a movie. Even when they're not filming, they are that character because they want to be so engulfed or immersed in that character. And that is not really them. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's what these religious guys were doing. These supposed spiritual leaders, they were playing a part. They were praying on the street corners loudly. They made people tithe all that they had. They called everything that they owned Corban, governed by God. So are owned by God, so they didn't have to share with anyone. They were extorting widows. It was bad. And so Jesus doesn't just let it go. He calls out the legalists. He calls out the men who think they're spiritual, but they're not. He calls them out. And that's the danger. You know, for every one of us, you know, we can be one decision away from walking away from the Lord. It's a sobering and a somber thing to know that. We need to stick to the scriptures. We need to stick to fellowship, right? We need to continue to seek the Lord in prayer. And we need to beware of what's out there. Because people are teaching the commandments of men. They're taking the scripture and they're skewing it to where it sounds true, but it's not fully truth. And therefore, people are being swept away. Think about the New Testament, 27 books of the Bible. I believe 23 warn against false teachers. 23 out of the 27 books in the New Testament warn against false teachers. So we need to beware and be aware of what's out there. And that's why as Bereans, we must listen and compare what is said to Scripture. And that's the thing. It takes time for someone's heart to come out, if you will. Like, what comes out of their mouth really reflects their heart. Even the demeanor and attitude, all of these things matter for the Christian. Character and conduct, actions and attitudes, it all matters. We're to be a light in all of these things. We're to be like Christ in all of these things. And the thing with Jesus is, man, he went out to the outcasts, the byways, highways and the byways. He went to the people that no one else would talk to. And he ministered to them and he shared truth with them. The ones who he rebuked the most were those who called themselves spiritual or religious. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes. Because they were using and abusing the people. They were steering them wrong. Now through the years, I've seen that. You know, people come into the church and they seems all good. Then after a year, things start being said that are not good, that are not right. Red flags, right? You gotta be aware of those things, right? You have to think about those things, listen to those things, because, you know, especially as a pastor, I need to protect the church, protect the sheep, stand in the entrance of the sheepfold. And so just be aware of what you hear and who you follow, even, you know. There's so many things out there that seem so on but are so off. You know what I'm saying? And before you know it, you could be swept away or lured away into some doctrine that is not even biblical. And so, anyway, Jesus rebukes these guys. They look spiritual, they sound spiritual, but they're empty inside. They don't even have a connection, a relationship with the Lord. Yet they're leading a bunch of people? It's not good. And so Jesus calls them out. And, you know, confrontation, it didn't often happen. Jesus didn't go around just confronting everyone and yelling at everyone, right? There were moments like this, but they were few and far between because Jesus showed compassion on the crowds. He helped those who were in sin. He called the sin out, but he did it in a loving way. You know, when you leave love out, that's not Christianity. When grace is absent from your speech, that's not Christ-like. When there's no mercy shown, then that's not godly. When one harbors bitterness rather than forgives, that's not shining a light for Christ. And all of this, these things we should know. As we go through the Word and look at the life of Jesus, we learn these things. How to be, what to be, what to say, how to react, how to act, what attitude to have, what words to speak, so many things. Look to Jesus, because ultimately we're trying to continue to be more Christ-like and to grow to be more Christ-like. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can every day learn and grow and keep going forward in the faith. Amen. Well, guys, God bless you. Love you guys so much. Praying for you guys today on this Thursday morning. And we will talk to you tomorrow.